And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison, and yes, we're always working on your financial freedom. It's my privilege to be joining you today. And if you like this show, this podcast, I'd like to invite you to subscribe to our podcast, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, right there on your smartphone. And if you enjoy the show, please share the show. Well, enough of the business. Let's get down to it. Friends, we're going to have a great time today. I'm going to share a story that actually happened to me in the summer of 2022, but it's worth discussing again. Recently, I did a show on poor information, wrong information. We live in the information age, and it should be called the misinformation age. The info out there is really bad, and I'm convinced it's just meant to keep us in the status quo. I mean, everything from health advice, even the formal schooling that's taught to our children, young adults. That's bad advice, a lot of it today. Big pharma. Big pharma's out there. I mean, every other minute's another pill commercial. They're not trying to heal people. They're trying to write prescriptions. And the info out there is meant to keep you mediocre. And if you want to catch that show, you can go to the website. It's February 19th, 2024. The title, Wake Up, Real Estate is the Path to Freedom. Now, wrong advice. Every now and then, a financial advice article, and again, I'm holding the metaphorical quote fingers up in the air, comes across that's literally just so blatantly wrong, it's comical. Honestly, the fact that people get paid to write some of this stuff astounds me. I wonder if these quote-unquote financial websites even vet the authors to determine if they are indeed subject matter expert, but now that I think about it, I doubt they do. I doubt they even care. They're really just looking for somebody who's a good writer and throw stuff up and create some clickbait. But let me paint a picture for you. Again, this article is relevant and we're going to break it down. But this comes out and it's written by people who are lost in a broken system. And it's a system that's failed them and everyone else at every turn. And these folks have the bright idea. They lash out and essentially at people who have found a better way to do things, have found a better method of health. They have found a better way to free themselves financially. But it's not just the article. It's where I was when I was sent this article. And it was sent to me summer of 2022 by the great Colonel Al Gordon. He's one of the other hosts. If you don't know who he is, he also does this show. He does five shows a week, and again, you can find his show on the podcast. But picture this. I'm standing inside a private villa 7 miles north of Tulum, Mexico, early in the morning. I'm gazing out over the Caribbean Sea. It's about 7 a.m. The sun was rising up over the ocean. I poured a fantastic cup of coffee, and I slid open this massive sliding door. I think it's about 10 feet high. Super wide to let the ocean breeze come through the home. And behind me, just behind the sliding door, is a massive front door. And I go over to that front door, and this door is massive. It's huge. It's a giant slab of wood, about 6 feet wide. I mean, it's such a big door, it doesn't even have hinges. It's got a pivot point about two-thirds across so that when you open it, the entire door will pivot about 90 degrees. And as soon as you open it, then the breeze is coming through the entire house from the ocean and then going out the door behind me. And it just fills the house with this soothing breeze. And you can hear the waves crashing every 7 seconds, just crashing on the surf. And I'm standing there and I'm gazing out. I'm standing in a private villa, a big, huge open veranda. There's a swimming pool on the front side, and I'm in the back, just looking at the beach, and no one's up, and there's nobody's on the beach. This is a private, secluded home, and I'm just relishing the moment. We had arrived 2 days prior, brought my entire family, vacation of our dreams, right? A private villa, private chef, housekeeper, two helpers that come every day and they clean the pool and rake the beach and take care of the grounds. They get the kayaks out, stuff like that. And basically a secluded compound. There's security guards that work in the area, and you've got to check through them to even get into where you're going. We're doing private excursions, snorkeling, fishing. We went to the Sian Khan. You need to put that on your bucket list. It's pronounced S-I-A-N-K-A-A-N. It's a biosphere in Mexico. It is absolutely incredible. You should see it. But it's amazing. And it was a vacation for the ages, okay? Absolutely. But friends, it gets better. I'm looking out that morning, just relishing the moment, gazing at the ocean. And I have to pinch myself. This vacation was 100% paid for from just a small portion of the profit from the sale of one of the multifamily properties we had invested in about 3 years prior. The deal had closed about 8 weeks before we took the vacation, and I took just 15% of the profit and funded the vacation of a lifetime. 100% paid for. And for the most part, we don't spend what we earn in real estate. We continue to reinvest them, except for vacations, right? We like to purchase moments, not necessarily things, okay? I went through that phase in my life, and the things depreciate. They don't create cash flow. So my kids aren't getting any younger, and we like to spend our money on moments. But other than that, we reinvest everything that we earn at Lifestyles Unlimited. So this vacation, we took a small portion of the earnings from only one property. And again, it was a property I'd invested in about 3.5 years prior, and it had gone full cycle. It wasn't a huge investment at the time. It's what I had to invest, right? Take what you have and put it to work for you, okay? That's exactly what we did in that property, and it sold. We had a very, very nice return. And so we took a small portion of the proceeds and took an absolute incredible vacation, rented a private villa on the beach, chef, housekeeper, security, did all the private excursions, rented the big fishing boat. Absolutely incredible. I'm sharing this I'm not bragging, but I want you to understand that this is the power of real estate investing, of growing your wealth. And I want to make a point as I debunk this quote-unquote financial advice article. 12 years ago, this trip would have never happened, okay? Never. If we hadn't made that change, nothing like this would have happened. We would do our typical family vacation where we're scrimping and saving and picking a nice place. We still would have a good time, but this was absolutely incredible. But back in the day, if I had any extra money, really it would go to the 401k, the IRA, the retirement fund, right? The college fund, or to pay down the balance of the mortgage, just like many of you out there do today. Real estate investing made all of this possible. Proper and effective real estate investing that I learned by being a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, by joining Lifestyles Unlimited. So here I am on this vacation. The phone buzzes, and then there it is. This article, if you'd like to look it up yourself, the actual title of this article is, okay, this is why it's kind of comical. It's ironic is what it is. And the title of the article is The Myth of Passive Real Estate Investing by a guy named Eric Roberge, I believe I'm saying that right, R-O-B-E-R-G-E, Roberge. And Eric's little bio here says he's a certified financial planner and investment advisor, okay? This article is not from just any Yahoo. This article is from Kiplinger, okay? Kiplinger, of all places. Kiplinger is a blue blood in the financial world. And I don't invest in the stock market anymore, but have always been under the impression that Kiplinger's a serious, legit financial advising company, okay? Maybe after this article, I'm not so sure. So let's take this article apart. It says, quote, in my planning firm, we focus on serving clients in their 30s to their 50s, and we see firsthand how popular the idea, get ready, that real estate is a way to get rich relatively quick. And then he says that would be fine if real estate was a no-brainer passive income maker the way so many people think it is. The problem is that narrative doesn't line up with reality. No, sir. The problem is your narrative doesn't line up with reality, because real estate absolutely is a way. Now, they say a way to get rich quick. Yes, the wealth comes rather rapidly compared to feeding a 401k. But real estate investing, in my opinion, it's not some get rich quick scheme as this guy's touting, as he's trying to sell it to us. So this guy's upset because people are coming to him and they're saying, hey, we'd like to look at real estate. And this guy's, you know, his job, he gets paid by taking other people's money and putting it in the market and investing in 200 different funds and hoping that a greater majority of those funds go up than go down. And people are seeing, just like I did 13 years ago, 14 years ago, that, hey, this isn't the best way to invest. There is a better way. Real estate is a much safer, cleaner investment when done right. It is an ability to create income five different ways. It is a way to create passive monthly cash returns. It is a way to create equity capture. I'm going through it again on another property, but you have people like this that, to them, I mean, that's like someone telling the chef at a five-star restaurant, hey, you're not, you know, you're not cooking right. You're not serving the dishes properly. And the chef is like, look, I'm trained. I understand what I'm doing. Yes, it is absolutely right. So we're gonna get into the points of this article. Again, the myth of passive real estate investing. Look, it is no myth, my friends. When done properly, it is absolutely amazing. My name's Mike Harrison. We'll be right back after a short break.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
What would you say to women out there, Kelly, if they're thinking about doing this, if they're sitting out there right now going, I'm trapped with a glass ceiling where I work. I know I can't go up any further. There's no room there. What would you say to them about becoming their own boss?
Well, you know, you can decide to stay where you're at and keep trying to crack that glass ceiling. But at the end of the day, in this environment, it is so easy, you know, to be able to get out of that mold. People know me and they come up to me and they're very gracious, and they don't look at me and say, oh, you're a woman, I'm not going to invest with you, I'm going to go over here. There's no real gender there.
Are you ready to be part of a world where there are no glass ceilings, no gender bias, no limits? Start like award-winning real estate investor Kelly did with the online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. I'll tell you, we're surrounded by misinformation or wrong information. There's a myriad of reasons. Some people are just flat out wrong, but other people, they have a reason behind putting this sort of information out. And again, this is an article from Kiplinger. And what does Kiplinger do? They want you to invest in the stock market, right? They want you on that 40-year plan that may or may not work. They want you to stay mediocre and just live that monotonous plan of setting money aside for the rainy day, right? That's what the 401k investing is. And when people start saying, hey, I'd actually like to live my life, I don't want to be on this 40-year plan, I'd like to do something different like real estate investing, and the alarm bells go off, you know, the siren starts ringing, the red lights flashing, and Kiplinger's like, whoa, we gotta get some information out there to get people to stop thinking like this. So they come up with this article, The Myth of Passive Real Estate Investing. And so here it goes. Well, real estate can be a good investment. Talk about a loaded statement. Can be. It's an amazing investment. It's a tangible investment. It's a protection of your assets. It's a protection against guess what? Inflation that we're absolutely living with. But they go on, all right? Here comes the dark clouds. That statement comes with a laundry list of caveats. All the ifs and buts that surround it mean that investing in real estate, and here we go, especially with the goal of generating passive income, is more of a myth than a viable strategy. No. First of all, you invest in real estate for the number one goal is passive income, okay? If you're considering investing in real estate for any other reason than generating passive income, you're probably doing it wrong, okay? So it is all about the generating the income, right? That's one of our primary rules. If it doesn't cash flow, don't invest in it, all right? You got to have that cash flow for many, many reasons. One, that's what you're going to buy your life back. That's how you're going to buy your life back, one little piece at a time, $300 here, $600, $1,000, and you just grow it until eventually your income exceeds your financial obligations, and then you've reached a point of financial freedom. You can continue to work if you want, but you don't have to. So they go on and they basically say it's a myth also because people who are wanting an easier or more exciting way to grow wealth than investing in the stock market for the long term. Well, it is easier. It is more exciting. Well, it might not be easier. I guess investing in the stock market, you can put it on autopilot and people are just shoving it in there. With real estate, you actually have to do some analysis of the asset, but it is way more exciting. Okay. There is nothing exciting about investing in the stock market. I can remember when you get your quarterly statement or your annual statement of your 401k. I have never been like running to the mailbox and grabbing that statement and, you know, running inside and pouring a glass of wine with your wife and sitting down all giddy and reading that. Good God, no. There's nothing exciting about that. That's stock market investing, right? How'd I do for the year? Oh, I'm up 4%. We're down 8%. No, let me tell you what's exciting. Exciting is you take an old house that's just beat up and it's got deferred maintenance and it's just worn out. What's exciting is when you purchase that property and you transform it over the next 90 days into granite countertops and new flooring and new paint and new handles on the cabinets and the doors and everything else, and new roof, new fence. You do some landscaping, and from the outside, you make just a cute little great place to live for some wonderful residents. You're transforming the neighborhood. What's exciting is when the neighbor comes over and he says, hey, is this your house? And you go, yes. And he says, I just want to thank you for doing this because this house, this is a true story. A guy comes up to me, purchased a house in Arlington, and it was, quote unquote, the party house. Kids, college age kids were living there, and they were just tearing the house to hell, and they were partying. There's beer cans and beer bottles all over, and this guy lived next door. He was a young man, newly married. He had a child that was less than 1 year old, and he had a two-year-old kid, and he had to travel on business, and he was always worried about his wife staying in that place when there's 20 people just going crazy and the music's blaring and Lord knows what else was going on that property. He actually comes over and he thanked me for what I did because I purchased that property. I cleaned it up, put in all new everything, made it a great place to live and leased it to some excellent people. And in that way, it transformed his life, the neighbor next door. That's exciting. So to the guy who wrote this article, let me ask you, is there anything wrong with easier and more exciting? If you're a product manager and you can make any product on the planet that is easier and more exciting than your competition, my friend, you're going to be successful in life, right? If you can take a product and make it easier and more exciting, you're going to be successful. So this guy's upset because people think that real estate is easier and more exciting than stock market investing. Well, I'm sorry, man. It is. It absolutely is. So hate to burst your bubble, but it's easier and more exciting. And by the way, let me pierce that veil again. it's also a much faster way to wealth. Okay? A much faster way to wealth. Okay, so continuing on the article, reason number one why they say real estate investing is a bad idea. Managing rental properties takes a lot of work. He says you have to advertise and find tenants. We use the word resident, right? We're not just property. We're not landlords. We're property owners, okay? You have to show the property to interested parties when seeking new renters and help maintain it for current occupants. Okay, so that's nothing. You have to respond to maintenance requests and coordinate repairs. All right, that's a phone call. That's an email. Wow, we're really working hard. Vet applicants to ensure you have qualified, reliable tenants. You know how you do that? There are third-party sites that will do all of your screening. When that applicant comes on board, they can apply essentially online, and they go to this site, and they pay out of their pocket, and they get screened. And when they get screened, we get an email back that basically tells us the credit score of this applicant, whether it's good or miserable or bad, whether they've had any evictions in the past. It does a background check. It basically vets the entire applicant. So I've done no work there. You know, the way this guy writes it, he acts like we're having to hire a detective and do all this, you know, on the ground field work. Not at all. He says just because it's a house doesn't mean it's a good rental. That's actually correct, right? You do have to do your evaluation. So, yes, you do have to be careful. You have to do your evaluation. You have to evaluate the property. There's a tool that we have called Quest, and it's an evaluation property, and takes a good 5 minutes to put it in there. You look at it, and you're like, wow, 100% return on the equity capture, 13% return on the cash in cash. Yeah, this is a property I'm interested in. So it takes me 5 minutes, and then guess what I have to do? Guess how hard my life is. I then email back, I'd like to buy this property, or call that person, I'd like to buy this property. And then I put the play in from there, right? I absolutely put the play in from there and get everything lined up. I'll review that in one of my shows coming up, all the steps we need to take. Now, they go on and they say, just because you're getting paid rent doesn't mean that that's all profit. Well, if you haven't done your homework, right, you have to have your cash flows, right? So the rent, basically you pay the principal, the interest, the taxes, and the insurance. We absolutely know what that number is going to be prior to buying the property, and we know what the rents are going to be prior to buying the property. How do we know that? Because we do a rental evaluation for the neighborhood. When that resident pays the rent, get this, I'm going to pay the mortgage. Now, how is the mortgage broken down? If you look at your mortgage statement, in one column, you have your interest expense. And in the next column, you have what's called mortgage pay down. So each and every month, that mortgage is paid down approximately about $200. I've got some properties that are well over $300 a month in mortgage pay down, right? That's real money. As that mortgage gets paid down, that means that your obligation to the bank decreases each and every month. And it compounds, right? You're paying, if there's less principal, then you're actually paying less interest expense. And so it compounds each and every month, each and every year. Now, let's look at another way that we make money. We call that equity capture. Okay, so let's take an example. Let's say you come out of pocket $30,000 to purchase a property. And these are distressed properties that we're buying. And you're going to use a hard money lender. I'm not going to go into that now. But basically, a hard money lender will loan on the asset after repaired value. The hard money lender wants to know what your plan for the property is. They want to know, once it's fully restored, what's it going to be worth? And the way we figure that out, again, is in our spreadsheet that takes me, like I said, 5 minutes. All this information is going to be in there in 5 minutes. And so immediately you have an idea. So if you put $30,000 out of pocket and you have a $30,000 equity capture, what kind of return is that? That's 100% return, okay? 30 out of pocket and you made 30. Now, where is that money? It's unrealized and it's in the property, okay? It's in brick and mortar and stone, and you're going to realize it when you do sell that property. Now, let's think about another way that we're making money on that property. Again, not even mentioned in this article. That's appreciation, right? I will tell you, appreciation is the silent millionaire maker, okay? Come out of pocket $30,000 on that property. Does the appreciation affect the 30 grand? No, it affects the entire property, right? If you're buying a property that's worth $250,000 and you're only out of pocket 30 grand and there's 5% appreciation on that, you're making about 12 grand a year quietly in the background in appreciation in your sleep, right? It's just quietly going up. And then the next year, the appreciation compounds on top of that. So each year it's compounding. Boom, boom, boom. It's growing. So the appreciation appreciates, right? If that makes sense. And then lastly, again, unmentioned in this article, the tax advantages, right? The tax that we pay on the profits is at a much reduced rate because we have depreciation, we have write-offs. We're able to write off the interest expense. We're able to write off the property tax because this is a business. And again, this guy's trying to say that real estate isn't exciting. I don't know what he's talking about. Now, he does have another statement. This is why you shouldn't buy real estate. Buying real estate could be a distraction from your actual goals. Well, sir, my goal is not to buy real estate. My goal is to create financial freedom. Okay. Buying real estate is the method to create that. It's not a distraction. It is a vehicle. Okay. It is a means. And I think that's what folks that live in the stock market world don't understand. They have no actual idea as to why we're doing it. So when someone says, hey, I'd like to invest in real estate, they're trying to say, no, 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 it would be a distraction from your goal. No, the reason we're buying real estate is to create that cash flow, and the cash flow is going to go against our financial obligations. And once we get enough cash flow coming in passively in our sleep, that's our goal, right? Financial freedom is the goal, right? Then his last reason, he says, real estate investing requires a team of good professionals. Okay, he's saying that as a negative. And I'm like, wow, you're correct. I wouldn't buy real estate without a team of professionals. I tried it myself. I was still successful and I did it. But once I had a team and once I understood what I was doing, yeah, it was much easier. Yes, I want a team of professionals. Yes, I want my hard money lender. That was a phone call. Yes, I want my home inspection person to do the home inspector. That was a phone call. Yes, I need a title company. That was actually an email, okay? Yes, I have a team on hand. Yes, I have a realtor that helps me. Yes, I have a GC. I'm meeting the GC this afternoon on this other property. Guess what? That was a phone call, right? I'm not painting myself. I'm not doing any of the work myself. I'm not laying carpet myself. I have people to do that. Insurance people. Insurance, I went online and got my insurance quote, and also my realtor, who has an insurance background, provided an insurance quote with the package, with the evaluation. How nice is that? So I already have two insurance quotes. Realtors, I know several realtors that know that I'm purchasing single family properties. Mentors, I can pick up the phone, I can email a single family mentor and say, hey, I have a question on this property. Again, yes, I want a team. That is not a distraction. So when you say that passive investing is really a myth from real estate, my friends, you couldn't be farther from the truth, because I want everyone to understand it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. See you next week. Make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.